little.
From the center of the universe, Hagerstown, Maryland, it's Hub City's own The Hub Show. Podcasting and broadcasting about news, views, local business and events, health, pop culture, everything and nothing. And now, here's your host, Jay Heisch.
All right, welcome back to the Hub Show, Rant and Rave. This is Jay Heisch, and my guest at this time is Monkia, quote, Shay, quote, Lewis. Now, I call you Shay.
That's right,
because I don't like the word, like the name that. Monkia. But professionally, you introduce yourself as?
Monkia Lewis.
Really? Okay. Yeah. I'll stick with Shay.
Anyway, okay, that's fine, because you're a friend.
Are you Mrs. Lewis?
I am Mrs. Lewis.
Okay, Mrs. Lewis. Okay, there we go. All right. All right, you run your own Be It Success Services. You are literally a portable mobile HR human resources machine.
That's right.
That's right. You do human resources independently for several companies around here, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Who's your main who do you work for? Who?
Well, I can't disclose about my clients,
but you can't tell me who you know?
No. Why? I signed that confidentiality agreement.
I understand.
I didn't get permissions.
Well, how many do you work for at the time?
I have three. Currently, three clients.
Three clients.
Yes.
There you go.
So, you know.
Keeping the wheels turning?
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. All right.
I want all the small businesses to have that HR, that corporate HR mm-hmm. feel,
right.
you know, to understand that they can do the businesses just like Google, Apple, any other
right.
P&G, any big corporation. So they need to have that feel from an HR mm-hmm. practitioner. So that's
okay.
what I do.
And that's how you described it when you answered my guest info sheet. You said HR services for small businesses. Your goal is to provide small businesses with the HR expertise, which you are, for their business and their employees. And you're cultivating their employees with techniques and benefits to make them, as well as the organization, successful.
That's correct.
Just keeping things smooth, right?
That's right. Because the big thing is with small businesses and even mm-hmm. big businesses, but I focus on small business because they have the challenges.
They need the most help.
They need the most
right.
help, and they don't have those strong HR professionals there. So what I look at, especially with small businesses, is that, you know, you want to change the company culture. Sometimes you want to make sure your employees are happy. You're not getting a pulse of your
right.
Company
what's
culture.
What's going on out there.
And what's going
yeah.
on out there.
In
so
cubicle
I want to get
the,
yeah, I want to get them going. And the, more importantly, what I find out that I can add is I have benefits that what employees are looking for that some people feel that it's health and medical
mm-hmm.
and 401k. That's not all what
no.
people are looking for.
No. What else? That's all I think of.
Well, they're looking for it. They want to be a better person. They want to be an effective leader in their home, in their work. They want to be more articulate in what they talk, so I can teach them about.
So you're a life coach.
Yeah, I can do life coach skills. I do those things.
So you're HR/life coaching.
Yes.
You.
I teach. I can help them be.
Yes,
I can help them be a better parent.
Yeah.
I have programs and things to
mm-hmm.
talk about finances because finance is, you know, the key
well,
to that.
Yeah,
right?
Without that,
yeah,
you know,
so
I couldn't
they
pay
want,
for these microphones here. So, yeah.
right. So you know, personal development, finances. I offer those services as a benefit.
Mm-hmm.
What small business can give to their employees.
Mm.
So that makes me a little bit different than typical companies
I
with
gotcha.
HR's.
Okay.
Expertise, yes.
Well, when you approach to sell your services to a company, what kind of pushback do you get? I can imagine.
Oh, you know, you get pushback, let's say, that they don't feel that they need it.
Right.
We're good.
They're good.
But if you go on Google them and you look at their reviews.
The glass door,
yeah.
that one?
that glass door.
Glass door is a good
or you
place
can just
to look.
Use, or you can just look regular on Google yeah. and the people say, don't go work for that company.
Yeah.
They have sucky benefits. Or my favorite one is, the management team do not care about me.
I see a lot on there.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and that tells something about you as a corporation. So what I always talk about is corporate leadership. How do you train your frontline managers mm-hmm. and supervisors? I have mm-hmm. curriculum to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been really proven. I mean, people are using it in Salisbury, Maryland, at hospitals, mm-hmm. different locations. They're using the curriculum in different colleges all around, like upstate.
Mm-hmm.
So it works. Why not try it? Because, you know, small information over a period of time, mm-hmm. it works. I can't do a workshop is not going to do it all day workshop.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll lose that information really quick when I walk out the door. Or lunchtime.
Bye-bye.
Lunchtime, I'm gone.
Yeah, bye-bye.
That stuff gone, yeah. Especially when you get hangry.
Hangry. Not just hungry, but hangry.
Hangry.
You know? I get you.
Yes.
Stomach starts growling. Yeah.
Right.
You ain't thinking about nothing else.
Nothing. All that is gone down the tube. That $400 training you pay for the employee is gone.
Gone out the window.
Yes.
Wow. All right. You decided to specialize in small businesses, though, the ones yes. need the most.
Yes.
Go to big First Data Corporation, Citibank. Obviously, they got their in-house.
They have
plus, plus they got their headquarters in Atlanta, wherever else. Running
yes,
things,
yeah,
basically.
They have a corporate HR. They have different shared services. So
basically, you're a brick in the wall at places like that.
Yes, yeah. I'm a brick in the wall.
Well, you're not, but I mean, people work there. That's how yeah. I feel in those big yeah. corporations. I've been there. I work for a big company, mm-hmm. and I mean, there was always an HR person to go talk. This is back 17 years ago. I didn't even think to use it. I had nothing really to complain about. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I mean, it seems like HR is becoming an issue more and more. There's all kinds of, well, is it a generational thing? Because
yeah.
the younger, let's call them millennials, which I do not have any beef with. It's all about our upbringing and who brought them up, and that would be us.
Right.
But I mean, there's more.
Right.
More people, like Glassdoor is a prime example. There's more people just bitching and moaning about things. I mean, I go work for a company.
Right.
If you're the boss, I'm going to do things the way you want it done.
Right.
And if I have any questions, I will ask you. But if you say, nope, we do it this way, I got no choice but to go do it that way. But
well, the millennials are going to question what you're asking. They want to know why.
Why.
What's the value?
Why?
And when is this going to be done so I can go hang with my friends and family? So it's a different culture. So now we have to adjust to that.
Mindset.
Yeah, so that's why you have those benefits that I was talking about that companies offer. You can't. They don't care about that. They want to know, okay, when am I going to be done? Let's get this done.
They want to know more about perks, though.
The perks is...
They want you to tell them that you got a six-week paid vacation.
Oh, yes, yes.
They haven't even started yet.
That's why if you become a flexible company, you have flexible work schedules. A lot of my clients have that. When you give them that flexibility, that's a benefit they want. I can control. They feel like they can... They want that feeling of controlling.
Well, look, I've been on both sides of the fence. I've worked for big companies. I've worked for small mom and pop companies. Mm-hmm. And at the moment, I happen to work for myself, and it takes a lot of self-discipline.
Right.
Okay? I make sure I'm up at a certain time every day, and that's just the start of it. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I catch myself slacking. I mentally slap myself in the head and get back on track. But,
well, that's good. But
I wouldn't be able to do that if I hadn't worked in a corporate environment, worked for somebody before. It takes a lot of self-discipline. But, again, maybe it's just... I don't call myself old school. I'm not that old yet. It's a different generation, but I would never question half of these things 15, 20 years ago.
Well, you're the same generation I am.
I know, but okay, so let's go back to 1997. I did 4-year stint in the U.S. Army. That's a whole different world. I got out into civilian land. Mm-hmm. I would never think to even... It just seemed rude to even ask about a vacation and this and that during the hiring process. It's like, let them tell me what the benefits are.
Well, this is how we do. You go to interviews. People go to interviews and they shop the employer, and which is good because you want to go to an employer and you want to interview them and not let them interview you.
Right.
That's the new technique. Because what happens when you're going to look at that company, you're going to see what are you going for growth? What are you doing as employee
development?
Okay, you want
to know everything.
You want to know
lift up the carpet and see everything going on with that company.
Before, yes.
Which makes sense, especially with the internet today. You can find out a lot of stuff. But on Glassdoor, for instance, to me, it's just like reading Yelp reviews of a restaurant.
Right,
I mean,
right.
Your experience with the place and my experience with the place might be two different things.
Right.
You might take something that rubbed you the wrong way at work way too far. I mean, that's what I mean. You mean everything is rubbing people the wrong way way too far. I'm not talking about sexual harassment, all that. There's no place for all that. But I mean, some people just have issues.
But perception
of people's temper and stuff, it's just let things roll down your back. But that's not the case with people anymore.
Because if people have feelings right now. And the HR people like me, we have to be conscientious of those feelings and talk to those.
So you can't tell them to grow a backbone. You can't do that anymore.
You can in a nice professional way.
How do you say it?
You just
Teflon, baby.
You just say, you know, this is part of maturing. It's maturation time. And you have to grow. And we have to develop them. That's where
training
development plan.
Is it safe to say that a 24-year-old today and a 24-year-old, which I was, Polar opposites.
I have a 23-year-old. That's right. I have a 23-year-old, and where I was at 23 is nowhere near where she is.
Engineer Kevin's 19. He's not even listening. So he's like, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But man, it's just a different world. But I didn't feel like I was that different from my parents as far as going into the work world and dealing with it. We were just taught to deal with it.
Right, right.
Not
but you know, you got to think about
safe spaces.
Right.
What? My car was my safe space. That's all I had.
Well, you know, that's why they want to teach you these techniques, communication strategies, and techniques. And you don't know, as HR professionals, we always want to have an effective communication strategy to reach all generations.
All these acronyms, right?
Uh-huh.
All these new terms in the world of HR. There's all
kinds of
diversity training.
Yes, yes.
And sensitivity training.
Right.
You know, it's sad, and not to get off of the subject because it's not the world you're in, but this stuff has creeped. I wasn't a part of it. This stuff has creeped into the military. I read about it all the time, which to me, you know, we all know what's right and wrong. That's just how I feel.
We all know
right and wrong, man. Mm-hmm. But there's a time and place for things. To me, just because I was in there, that's not it. I'm glad I'm not in that military. And I feel bad for the people who have to go watch a PowerPoint presentation on sensitivity and stuff when they really should be training for what the military is for.
Right.
I mean, that's just a waste of time.
Well, that's because people don't have all the knowledge and the skills that we need to have. So, you know, a lot of, I made a joke. It's funny. You just have to think about it, you know, giving people those awards when they really lost.
Participation
awards. You get awarded for things that you really shouldn't be awarded for. So you have to really think about, that's how we grew up. We were like, it was the winners and losers.
Yeah.
Now everybody is a winner.
Because they kicked the ball once. Right.
You know, we have to just really talk and train and develop people with their skills and knowledge to be
better.
But you're
developing and training people to embrace that mentality, participation trophy mentality.
No, I'm not doing that.
You don't feel like that's what we're doing? I mean, the military is doing it. That what do you call it? The whole safe space talk, this stuff.
Yeah, but
kids
want
this, the kids want that, the new kids want this.
You have to be real with the person.
You got to be pragmatic. This is what we got.
Yeah, and I tell people, this is where you are. For example, I talked to a person and I was like, they want to get to point A, but it's other steps you got to get there. And, you know, you're all over the place.
Man, you got kids coming out of college. I say kids. You're not a kid anymore. When you're 18, you're not a kid.
Yeah, right,
you're 22
right.
years old, you got out of college, and you want to jump right into a management position.
Well, that's not happening.
You don't know how to manage people. College won't teach you.
You don't have
any
people skills.
That's
so how do you?
And you will not get that until you work under somebody and see what's good and bad and what works and doesn't. Absolutely,
right. And that's why I have that corporate leadership training, because I'm like, you know, you want somebody to be in a leadership position.
Mm-hmm.
You want them to manage. See, a manager and a leader is two different things.
Right.
You know, you can manage people, but you don't have any leadership skills.
Right.
But a leader don't manage people.
That's the one thing I took. I didn't get high in rank in the Army. I was only in there for 4 years. So I got out as a specialist in E4. So my NCOs, E5s, E6 and above, right? But one thing that was always preached in there and what I take to heart when I go to work anywhere is when you're the manager, don't ask me to do something you wouldn't do. That's one thing I've stuck to since getting out of the military.
Right. I stick to that because if I wanted my team to be there at a certain time, I'm going to be there.
Show by example.
I'm going to lead by example.
Lead by example. Yeah.
And that's what you should do as a leader. You should lead by example.
I've run into it in the civilian world of people who can't and don't understand what I'm saying.
Right, right. Of course
not. Why would
you
tell me to do that? You can't even do it yourself.
Right, right. But see, and they question your leadership and why are you a manager and what give you the qualifications. And
for the record, I didn't open my mouth that much in the civilian world. There's been some times and some things have not ended very well, but here I am. So, again, I work for me. So the only person yelling at me is me.
Right.
But maybe I'll hire you on, CA, to help me with my HR problems.
I'll do it for you.
I can report myself.
I can give you a strategic plan to help yourself.
There you go. Yeah. Cover my butt. You know what I mean? CYA.
Right. You got to.
So, okay. So without saying names, the clients you work for, you help them with their HR needs.
Yes.
The hiring and firing and...
Well, I do from different aspects. I have recruiting process and outsourcing services. Uh-huh. I do HR consultations. So I provide, you know, write employee handbooks, policies and procedures and things of that nature.
It's just like the tax code. That stuff's always changing or what?
Oh, man, it changes. We're constantly changing environment in HR world. Like so many different things is come down the pipeline. You look at from federal level to the state level. Like right now, you know, people was like, what am I going to do with healthcare? You know, well, the healthcare bill didn't change. So guess what? Same thing you did last year, you need to do this year. Go ahead. We have open enrollment time. Mm-hmm. If you can't get it through your employer, you have to file on ACA or you get penalized. So, you know, we were sitting in as HR professionals sitting in like, what are we going to do? What are we going to tell our people? What are we going to do? But, you know, nothing has changed, so we have to keep going on.
But
so
once it does, then you change everything.
Then you have to change everything. Paperwork, we changed all the paperwork, revised policies.
Let me ask you a question, though. How long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this for a good 15 years.
And you've been in the HR environment, right?
I've been in the HR environment, leadership, account development managers, all of that.
All right. This goes with the generation thing we're talking about. But in 15 years, would you say there have been more changes in the last 5 years? Was there a time when it didn't seem that so many changes happened, then all of a sudden it's change?
I'd say 5 to 7 years has been a lot of changes.
Really?
A lot of changes. Wow. A lot of changes. And it comes with, you know, the generations that come. You know, just think about the baby boomers. They're leaving out the extant. They just worker bees.
Not yet.
They go in there. They work to retire, and they believe in going up the chain of the command. You know, you start at the bottom and you work your way to the top. Well, guess what? It didn't. Well, in our generation, we like, well, I don't have to really start at the bottom per se. Mm. I might can start at the bottom and jump my way a little bit. But here, the millennials, they want to start at the top. And this doesn't work. You know,
work like that. You got to start your own business if you want to do that.
Yeah,
and then you
got to
work harder. Then you
got
to work harder.
Yeah, you got those exceptional cases. But hey, you know, it's no working your way up to the top. I want this amount of salary. I want, you know, this amount of perks.
So lately, for instance, the work you've done with hiring for your clients and whatnot, that's what you run into.
A
lot of that more so than before?
Well, it depends on how you advertise, though, too. Yeah, so if you've been really upfront with how you put out your advertising for your hiring process, you can wash away a lot of those things.
Okay. You answer the questions basically in the ad. Right?
Yeah, I answer it in the ad because I'm not going to look. If you're looking for $20,000, I'm not going
to
say.
You're going to put an asterisk at the very bottom, the fine print. Right. Look, I'm telling you up front right now.
Right now. And then what I also do is give people an overview when I interview with them. This is the position, this is the duties. You know, and I give them the earning potential, and I ask, are you comfortable with that salary salary compensation plan? And yes or no. If you say no, I said, okay, no harm, no foul.
Well, where here are we? You live where?
I live in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania.
Chambersburg, okay. So, but most of your business is down towards this area?
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
What's employment like right now in general? Around here.
Well, I tell you what, we have a low unemployment rate in Maryland and really for
the state basically. Yeah.
And also just really for the country. It's like this morning it came out as 4.3% is the overall unemployment rate. It's really low. But, you know, a lot of things in fact have come into play. You have a lot of people who are not employable. You know, they're not even
backgrounds, whatever else.
Yeah.
Right.
So that, you know, and some of the things are some little misconceptions when it comes to those low unemployment rates because you have people just not even
trying.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, so for, you know, based off the opiate epidemic we have and they've been exhausted on unemployment benefits or some people just, you know, work on the table. So, you know, you don't capture those things. It's just different things you look at. But, it comes sort of hard because people sometimes a little bit picky, you know, even though like my clients
they're bitching 1 minute, there's no job.
Yeah,
and then when there's one presented to them, they get picky.
Right.
About
and that's what frustrates us in the HR profession. You know, when you say, there's no jobs. Well, I got plenty of jobs. This is what you want to do. And sometimes you can't be choosy about what you do if you're trying to really create an income for your family.
Yeah. The bottom line.
Yeah.
Right.
The bottom line is you want some money.
If you
got to
go dig ditches, you got to go dig ditches. I mean, there's we're going the Mike Rowe route here, but I'm all about that. You know, talking about this 4-year degree, which I don't have. I have like half of a bachelor's degree. I'm almost there.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, you know, at the same time, I listen to Mike Rowe and other people talk. There are all these blue collar jobs out there that are open. There's millions of them right now
right.
that no one wants to touch.
No.
And then they want to sit back and bitch there's no jobs.
Oh, of course, because they don't want to. They feel like they're above that.
Yeah.
And sometimes
they want to sit at a desk in a 70-degree office all year round. And, right. Yeah.
But my day, I worked. I worked at the post office.
I worked in distribution centers.
I worked in bowling alleys.
This is the Army, man.
I've done it all. I worked retail merchandise.
You do what you got to do, especially if you have kids, right?
Right.
So you personally, you run into this. You must get people who are picky. Yet you look at their environment as much as you can learn from them and say, but you've got two or three kids and you're turning down this job.
I've had people have four or five kids and
get picky on you.
And they get picky on you, and I'm like, really?
Seriously.
I know. Okay, and you know.
Talk to me in 6 months. See where you are.
Right. Well, the one thing I like to ask is about, you know, how do you feel that this position is going to get your goals, attain your goals? They give me great information. It's going to help me get income. People mainly want to get home ownership and stuff like that. Mm. I'm like, okay, my job, you know, my tagline is I want to transform ordinary to extraordinary.
Mm-hmm.
Transform people from ordinary to extraordinary. Well, hey, I got something to do that. Guess what?
Mm-hmm.
They don't even make it past the interview because they talk about, well, you know, I only want to work these days and I don't want to do this.
They start laying down the rules and the interviewer. Well, like, wait a second.
Well, you know, based off their job requirements for this position, I can't.
It ain't gonna work.
I can't.
They need this.
Pursue it any further. Yeah. So, you know.
What do you say to, I mean, I'm on a couple of Facebook pages devoted to Hagerstown, and this is the overall, you know, the general attitude across the country. Like, people, like, turn their nose up to Walmart for this reason and that reason. Mm-hmm. There's all this bashing of Walmart. And sometimes I go into Walmart, and I see that attitude radiating from some of the employees there. But then there are some employees that shine, and they understand I'm working, I'm getting paid, mm-hmm. this is what I'm here to do, I can leave anytime I want. And they give you a smile and a thank you, and they're polite. But then there are the other ones there who you can just tell don't want to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the first ones, I'm using Walmart as an example. That's a prime example. I see, like, cashiers get together at Walmart before they're about to check my groceries or whatever and start talking shit about the company and talking about something that happened that day with the manager, like, right in front of me. Things you just don't do in the work world, you know?
That's where it comes from. You have a leader to come out and really be effective as a leader. Because so a lot of times it's just ineffective leadership. And really, to be honest, that, you know, people don't leave jobs because of money all the time.
Mm.
They leave jobs because of people.
Right.
So when you get your leadership,
people,
your leadership in check and say, you know, and have that person be that leader to be engaging, really know the pulse of their department. They really get down and really have great communication. I mean, communication is key, right?
Right. But you come in as a new employee and you're expecting this great leadership to meet all these requirements and check all these boxes, but you can't expect as an adult to have your hand held after like 90 days or whatever.
No.
But there are people out there that still want that.
Right, but that's where
they want their cookies and milk, and they want the guy to be nice. It's like, no, they're here to the bottom line.
That's where you talk about your expectations in the first 30 days. First 60.
Yeah, how many people in the interview agree to it? But then when they get in the, right,
well,
they'll say whatever you want to hear during the interview,
where
right?
Corrective action comes in.
I guess, right. Yeah, it's hard to fire people though, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Is it harder today to fire someone than say 5-10 years ago?
Well, I won't say that because you know normally you still have a lot of companies have the three strikes you're out. But what you want to do is be very careful because people will sue you for anything.
And then that's the next thing we're talking about litigation. Yeah.
Yeah. So you don't want to be in those type of courtrooms, but you really want to be effective with documentation.
I don't want to be in any courtroom.
That's why I like to train companies, small business to have effective documentation, and that you're doing the coaching and following up and doing performance improvement plans. We call them.
Basically, it all comes down to CYA. They're covering their asses.
That's right. So
know,
you got
right?
to.
You have to.
And then I never fire anybody.
Okay.
They fire themselves.
That's how you put it?
That's how
that's
I put
spin?
It.
That's your spin? That's
Yeah, that's my
the
spin.
Monkia Lewis spin.
Yeah.
You did it to yourself.
Yeah, you did it to yourself. I say, you remember on this date,
you
we
agreed.
Talked about
yeah.
this
and
such.
You agreed.
And you agreed that we was going to not do this ago because it violates whatever. And I said, we talked
You find
about
yourself doing that a lot?
Yeah.
You find yourself doing that a lot?
I've done that many times. Many times.
So you're an old pro at it.
Oh,
nothing surprises you anymore, though, does it?
I've seen it all.
Really?
I wish that we could have the life of HR.
We can?
HR Chronicles.
Oh, man. We can, man.
Because
we
the will. Things, as HR professionals, we see our management level.
I bet. You see things
we've seen all kinds of stuff.
Really?
You know, and we just, some as HR professionals, we get together and we laugh and swap stories because, you know, we can do that because we're, you know, we're
of
not.
Of course,
gonna, we're
why
not going to do.
Like, that's what humans do, man. Yeah. If you work in the same environment,
you know, we got that confidentiality thing going on, and
still,
we like die laughing.
Just
and
don't
like,
say names.
We don't say names, no. But
that's
we
what
laugh.
Code,
at the
that's
story.
What code words are for, man. Start speaking bocce or something.
Right. But yeah.
All right, she's Monkia Shay Lewis. She's at www.beitservices.com, just like it sounds, BEITservices.com. And she's on Facebook, never mind the rest. And she has your website's up, though, right?
Yes, my website is up.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is there, do you want them to call you or anything, or just hit you up on Facebook or the website?
They can hit me up on Facebook. They can call me. My number is 717-753-3853.
You heard it.
So, yeah, hit me
up. You didn't
up.
Hear
I'm
it. Rewind it.
I want to transform your ordinary company to an extraordinary.
But you're here to help
story.
People get a job.
I'm
you're here to
help
people. Put people
yes,
to
I
work.
Do training programs to get you the job, resume, help the resume.
Can we tell people here in Hagerstown, the surrounding areas, that there are jobs? You
there
have
are
to
jobs.
Want to work.
You got to want it. And I'm here to figure out how you're going to find that want, that drive to get it.
Okay.
And make it successful
okay.
for you.
Now, you have another program going on that you want to talk about?
Yes, I got something called Project Advance. I want people to get into home ownership and investment opportunities. So Project Advance is we're going to have this advancement team. It includes credit restoration. Like I have a credit repair on steroid program. 4 to 6 months, your credit score go between 20 to 80 points really quick. And I have great success.
But you have a program for that. You got to follow the steps.
You got to follow the steps.
You got to do what Shay says.
You got to do what I ask you to do. And I have a financial planner who's going to go with you the whole way.
You got people lined up for this? It's not just you, obviously.
No, I can't do it by myself.
I know, wow.
It's a take a team.
How much you juggling there,
oh,
Shay?
Right.
Good God.
I'm going to have realtors.
You sleep? All right. Oh, realtors.
Yeah. I got realtors.
Financial.
I got financial planner. I got mortgage lenders, which... Awesome programs like 100% financing, no money down.
Wow.
Then you can get you between $5,000 to $10,000 grant money at the time of closing.
You're listening
to
people.
I mean, who wants that?
Right.
And then I have investors who will, you know, probably do some lease to own options for you.
Mm-hmm.
So they have properties already. If you want that property, they can get you in there as a lease. And then, hey, we get your credit together so you can buy it.
There you go.
You know, so it's a 6-month program.
Mm-hmm. Project Advance,
called
right?
Project Advance.
That's separate from Be It Successful.
That is a little bit separate from Being Successful. Still, we're dealing with
it's
financial
gonna go
services,
hand hand,
but
though,
it go hand
at some
in
point.
Hand because I want you to be it.
She's trying to help you people.
Yes, I want you to be the homeowner.
The jobs are there.
The
opportunities
are there.
Yes.
You do have to do some work. You got to do some work.
Yes.
Nothing comes easy.
And she ain't doing all the paperwork for you.
No. It's accountability on your side.
That's right. You know how to read and write.
That's right.
Okay. All right. So I think we're going to leave on that note. With Hagerstown, there are opportunities out there.
Opportunities.
Shay's here to help you get
them.
BeitServices.com.
Yes. You got my number.
That's right. There's no excuses. Right?
No excuses. We're not going to take any.
Get off your ass.
Get up.
That's it. All right. Thank you, Shay, for coming on to the Hub
All
Show.
Right.
I can't wait to have you back. This has been fun.
I know.
We got lots more to talk about.
I know we do.
HR story with Monkia. This is a
right.
good, awesome segment,
the
man.
The Chronicles.
That's right. We won't name names, but you know who you are.
You know.
All right. Take care, Shay.
All right.
Thank you for coming on.
You've been listening to the Hub Show from Hagerstown, Maryland. Podcasting and broadcasting about everything local you need to know with your host, Jay Heisch. Join us on our next podcast coming soon.